What's good? This Wild Thing, and you are tuned into The Bullshit Report, brought to you by Liquor Lollipops, makers of non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. Stop eating kids' candy. Check out Liquor Lollipops. Google them. You'll be happy you did. Now let's get into it. Your favorite basketball player, football player, soccer player, they all stink. I mean, each and every last one of them. What do I mean? I mean, they sweat. They sweat a lot. Like, a lot. Right? And they don't wear deodorant. And they play for hours on end. And they run into other people that stink. And they put them people that stink, put more of they stink on them. And then they put more than the people that you touch, and you put more of your stink on the next person. And I'm not just talking about just regular person sweaty outside stink because they sweating hot, don't smell good. No. I'm talking about people who are exerting like maximum human effort in like every play. You know, like football players, like basketball players. These guys are not just doing regular activities. They are doing like some superhuman activities at like superhuman levels. Like they put the pro in pro, right? I'm talking about from the very best players all the way down to the smallest players or most insignificant players. They all sweating. They all stinking. They all got to work hard. They got to run fast. They got to hit fast. They got to shoot fast. They got to block fast. They got to beat quick. You know, so you got all this activity going on. You know, and then you're constantly drinking water. So that means you're constantly sweating or Gatorade or whatever is coming out. And it just creates a great big just stank fest. You know, you got to be really thankful for the gift of modern technology. Right? Like, a lot of these basketball stadiums and open air football stadiums and baseball stadiums, you know, man, they may look kind of simple, but these places are like amazing structures because like for a closed dome, you know, the way that they channel air in and out so that it can just always be fresh air and never be stagnant. You know, it's just amazing. And it's so, what makes it so amazing is that you can't even see it. It's just happening around you. It's just filtering the air and everything is just, you know, just copacetic. Everything just cool. Because in reality, a basketball game or a volleyball game or indoor activity like that, it's supposed to smell like the YMCA, right? You go to the YMCA. YMCA is just like the basketball arena. I mean, it's a closed-in area, right? Yeah, but the difference is that that basketball arena got millions of dollars of different technology to filter air, bring in new air and all this and that. But when you go to your homeboy rec game, or if you playing in the rec game, you walk into the gym and that motherfucker smell like just straight stank. Yes, that's what a basketball arena is supposed to smell like. A basketball arena is supposed to smell like straight stank because everybody's running. It's hot, sweaty, you know what I'm saying? And it's all in the closed area. So that's what, when you go to a basketball game, what you're supposed to experience. But, you know, they're like, hey, people wouldn't come back if they come into a professional game and it just smell like straight up stank, like straight asshole and just sweaty people. And, you know, they wouldn't do that. So they did a great job of making sure that the air that circulate don't smell like sweaty people, right? Now, you can fix the sweaty people smell, but you can't stop the people from smelling sweaty, right? So in a basketball game, you know, they wipe that little sweat off, but hey, man, that stank on you, dog. Like, it's like you glowing, like radioactive stank. Like your stank is glowing. I can see it. We all smell it. And I, my friend, can see it. And that's just basketball. Don't even talk about football. Say, man, football's on a whole nother level of stank. I mean, extreme stank. In football, now you got dudes 300 pounds sweating, you know what I'm saying, just stanking, and with these pads on, and you know what I'm saying, the t-shirt that they got on underneath, it probably you need to burn that t-shirt. You can't even wash that because of all that just drenched sweat and stanking. Then they hitting each other and tackling each other and jumping on in piles. That's a pile of stank. That's what you're looking at. When they jump all in on the pile like a running play at the goal line and everybody just jump in all on the top of the pile or try to push the pile, that's a pile of stank, dog. That's what that is. That's a pile of stank. You know what I mean? And then, you know, them dudes be on the field, man. They be throwing up on the field. You know, someone be pissing on the field. I mean, on themselves on the field. I mean, what, they can't go to the restroom. The real restroom, now, I ain't talking about the little porta potty they might have out there. And I don't even know if, I ain't never seen no porta potty on the sideline. So, you know, I don't really know. You know, I know them boys, look, they human. They got, you know, bodily functions. So what are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? Right? So, I mean, the football players, what they be up to, they be pissing on themselves. They be shitting. I mean, hopefully they ain't shitting on themselves. Feces on the field, nothing like that. But, I mean, when you're playing football, it's just such a aggressive sport that, you know, them guys, that they ain't even really thinking about smelling a certain way or, you know, hygiene or any of that shit. You know, you be thinking that sweat down there, that might be piss. How you get sweat that deep on your leg? That ain't sweat. I'm telling you, these guys be really, really smelling. Like, so, yeah, your very favorite athlete, he smells. He stink. Smell bad. Now, after you get out the shower, you know, get a little deodorant on, get a little cologne on, then, you know, things change up. But while he out there doing his job, doing that athlete thing, man, that's a sweaty, stanky, smelly, sweaty, stanky job. You know, not too long ago, there was a picture of Kevin Durant's leg. And that mug was like white, like ashy, like layers of ash. Like, how do you get this ashy, bro? How are you this rich and you get this ashy? And what happens is, you know, guys just be locked into their sport. And I mean, they take care of themselves, right? But, you know, they locked into what they do. They eat, sleep, and breathe their professional sport, what they do. So a lot of times, things like that might just go past them for a second, or it might not be the first priority. Because you just, when you do it every day, you know, you just get used to it. It ain't nothing brand new, you know? So, yeah, your favorite boxer, favorite wrestler, favorite volleyball player, your favorite cricket player, your favorite jockey who ride horses, you know, your jockeys who be hugging on horses, you know what I'm saying? Them horses be sweated in the mud, they stink too. Figure skaters. You think with all that ice, they be cool, chilling. No. They be sweating, stanking bad, like real bad. You know, them hot chicks that play beach volleyball in the Olympics, yeah, they be hot, they be looking good, but they be stanking too. Like, you wouldn't even want to be around them. Like, say, man, go get yourself together. You got all kind of different juices flowing and ain't none of them working. That's the type of situation that be going on with a lot of these professional athletes. I'm just telling you. I'm here to tell you. WNBA. Say, man, that's some smelly chicks, dog. Them some smelly chicks, man. You have to know them some smelly chicks, dog. They out there running. They sweat. They doing the same thing all the guys doing. You know what I'm saying? But they sweating. And you can't wear no makeup. You can't put no powder on your face, no base, no mascara, no lipstick, no nothing, right? All that shit'll run off. You know what I'm saying? You out there trying to be cute and play basketball, you know, it ain't gonna work. So, Not only can't women playing basketball not put makeup on, you know what I'm saying? And they sweaty. It's like, man, I feel for the ladies, dog. I feel for the ladies, dog. And then, so, you know, I believe the next great breakthrough in technology is going to be some kind of deodorant made specifically for athletes. Because the regular deodorant, you know, it don't work. And that Invisalign, that invisible stuff, it just ain't strong enough. Not for no big league sweat stank. Not for big stank. Not for big stank 300-pound, 360, 340-pound lineman for the Dallas Cowboys, a.k.a. Big Stank. You know, big bug. You know what I'm saying? No, he needs something way more stronger, way more powerful. You know what I'm saying? He needs some shit that when you put this on, it's going to soak up everything, like, it all day for 20, like they say, 24 hours. Yeah, you need it for 24, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, after the game is over, little kids want autographs and want to interact with their favorite players. And a lot of players are really cool dudes, you know what I'm saying? So they want to interact with people too. But then when people walk up to them and they smell like straight up dumpster juice, then that just crushes your whole persona of the person. You thinking this person is one thing, which they probably are, but they smell like something else, right? And see, let me tell you something else. Professional athletes, after the game is over, they need to take a shower first, then take a bath. Not a B-A-T-H, a bath, right? So the shower first, the shower gets all the first layer of dirt off of you. But then you need to sit your ass in the bath tub and soak and wash and soak and wash. Cause when you're a professional athlete, you got many layers of funk. You know what I'm saying? You like funky, like P-Funk, like George Clinton and them boys, you know, Funkadelic. You know what I'm saying? You need to wash the first layer of dirt off, then you need to get in the bathtub and scrub and sit in there and maybe put a little Epsom salt and a little baby oil to help put some vitamins back in your skin, because your shit be fucked up. It be fucked up and it be smelly. And the shower don't take all the smelly off. That's just the first layer of dirt. That smell is in you, it's in your pores. So that's why you got to soak in that water in the bathtub. Sit your ass down, wash, and then rinse, and then wash again, and then rinse, and then soak. Kind of like you do a crawfish, except not as hot as that water is, but same difference, though. You just need to get the shit out you. So, yeah, I'm here to let you know that is the reason why your favorite athlete stinks. Not because of what they're doing on the field as far as their productivity, you know, the ability to score touchdowns or shoot jumpers or hit home runs. No, none of that. It's simply because they out there sweating. These big grown people out here running around sweating, stinking for hours. Not for minutes, for hours. And then you think a little 5 minute shower, 10 minute shower gonna make up for these hours of stank that you walking around with. Hours, like hours, hours of stank. And if you ever wondered why the people, the reporters at the game, why they kind of stand back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Even before the coronavirus, they stand back a little bit, ask the question. You know, that's they didn't really want to say it, but they like, man, this motherfucker right here, boy, Ali, you next level stank. You making my eyes, you know, you ever been around a person who smells so bad, make your eyes like tighten up, like, damn, I can't even see. Your shit's just stink. Like, guys, make my eyes burn. You just squinting, you know? So be prepared, you know, when you go to a sporting event, if you're fortunate enough to meet and interact with some of the professional athletes, just be prepared. Already know that they're gonna have a certain pungent odor maybe around them. And it ain't nothing personal. It's just a part of the job. You know, it's not something they can avoid. But, yeah. stink. That's what it is. Your favorite athlete stinks. What do you think? Let me know. Holla. Wow, that was another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Make sure you subscribe and check in often because we're always putting up new great content. And make sure you check out Liquor Lollipops, makers of great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. 21 and up to suck. Stop eating kids' candy. Born in Atlanta, raised worldwide. Holla.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Make it rain while you twerking to this song. Take the top off, new coupe sitting on chrome. Take the top off, open up the bottle of Patron. Take the top off, if you with it, we can really get it on. Take the top off, make it rain while you twerking to this song. Take the top off, new coupe sitting on chrome. Take the top off, open up the bottle of Patron. Take the top off, if you with it, we can really get it on. Take the top off, burning rubber in the coupe. Baby, look and learn, I just took off the top, it's your turn. Burning rubber in the coupe. Baby, look and learn, I just took off the top, it's your turn. I'm the type of guy that like to see the titty jiggle. She a big old freak that like to suck it like a pickle. Yeah. SLK 320, slide back the top when I press the little button. Reaching for the stars, she reaching for her bra. Neighborhood hustler, Southside superstars. Thought it was a plane when I came in my car. She thought it was a drink when I came in a jaw. 3.5 what I stuffed in the gar. Bitch, I ball hard, pop it for the squad. If you want this money, gotta take off your bra. All this cash money, we don't need no credit cards, no. Make it rain while you twerking to this song. Take the top off, new coupe sitting on chrome. Take the top off, open up the bottle of Patron. Take the top off, if you with it, we can really get it on. Take the top off, make it rain while you twerking to this song. Take the top off, new coupe sitting on chrome. Take the top off, open up the bottle of Patron. Take the top off, if you with it, we can really get it on. Take the top off, burning rubber in the coupe. Baby, look and learn, I just took off the top, it's your turn. Burning rubber in the coupe. Baby, look and learn, I just took off the top, it's your turn. I'm the type of guy that like to see the titty jiggle. She a big old freak that like to suck it like a pickle. We the real hustlers, turn a penny to a nickel. Throw the money up, now she dancing like a stripper. Twerking on my zipper, begging me to tip her. Take away the bra, let me see them titties jiggle. Southside nigga make the whole trap sizzle. Sell it by the kilo, yeah I got the Chico. I just keep the G-Co, don't talk to Carl Winslow. Middle finger gringo, tell them hold your deep throw. Breezy high tiptoe, Randy with the macho. Desperado Vato, this is nacho fucking cheese. She a real one, put her hands on her knees. Take away the top, let me see them titties swing. Shake it for the hustlers, pop it for the G's. Twerk for shorty low, take it off a pimp C. Make it rain while you twerking to this song. Take the top off, new coupe sitting on chrome. Take the top off, open up the bottle of Patron. Take the top off, if you with it, we can really get it on. Take the top off, make it rain while you twerking to this song. Take the top off, new coupe sitting on chrome. Take the top off, open up the bottle of Patron. Take the top off, if you with it, we can really get it on. Take the top off, burning rubber in the coupe. Baby, look and learn, I just took off the top, it's your turn. Burning rubber in the coupe. Baby, look and learn, I just took off the top, it's your turn.